This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kicking off our broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. You know that we rock the health world. Why? Well, health, freedom, and healing, liberty are important to me. And they're probably important to you if you're tuning in or if you've been with me for years. One of the guys that's been with me for years, I've known about him, and we met over the course of many different events, from Health Freedom Expos to Cancer Control Society groups out in Los Angeles, and a lot of mutual friends. And I've watched this guy. I'm not telling you his name yet. If you're in the show notes, you'll see his name, and we've got links to him. But he's a guy you watch, and you go, man, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe he did that. He did that? He did what? It's the kind of guy you're like, wow, no fear. Now, if there is fear, he's going to tell me there is, because I don't see it in him, that he'll walk into an arena and say, you know what? That's wrong. We need to do what's right here. And he's all about freedom. He's all about protecting kids. He's all about talking straight up on the dangers of vaccines or whatever the heck the COVID shot is, and also protecting kids from the masking, the satanic masking rituals that they're putting all these kids through at schools. Just to give you a sense, he's got a background in athletics and sports going up to the highest level of professional sports. We may get back some of that backstory as well. But all this I'm just sharing with you because my wife and I were talking just the other day as we're looking around at people. And sometimes, you know, friends of ours will send us texts or send my wife texts. Hey, what about this shot? Is this one a little better? And my wife and I want to go, no, none of them are good. Why? Stop being a sheep. Stop being a sheeple. We can't help you if you're going to be scared of everybody and going, well, what if they make me get the shot? No, they can't make you get the shot unless you let them. And I know a guy, and he's joining me right now. Christopher Key knows all about that. Chris, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome back. It's been a while. Good to see you, buddy.
It's been a long while, Robert. I'm so pleased to finally be able to come back on your show since they seized everything and shut us down over 7 years ago. To be on your show is a blessing, and so appreciative for you to finally bring me back on the show to tell my truth, Robert, because I believe my truth is a lot of other people's truth out there, and I will not be silenced.
No, you won't. And it's I need a little bit of Southern. You're in Alabama still?
Still in Alabama. I just came from Tampa, drove through the night, just got in a hotel room, and that's where I'm calling you from because as of right now, Robert, I have no house, I have no job, and I have no car.
Good Lord. You know what? Putting everything on the line for something you believe in is something you've done for a long time. And I know that it makes people cringe to go, well, I could never do that, right? Well, not everybody's built that way. But when you see how important it is to stand up for what's right, you recognize you'll put everything on the line for it. And I don't know, something has driven you to do these things, Christopher. Was there something in your childhood your mom and dad instilled in you, or did you just, were you just a rebel from the beginning?
Wow. That's tough there, Robert. My father was my inspiration. I mean, he really pushed me to those levels that made me the man that I am and really instilled these beliefs into myself, and he always was about, you know, standing up for the small guy and to never go along to get along. And he taught me to be different. And what's sad, Robert, is my father for the last 7 years, Christopher why do you have to be so different? Why can't you just be normal? Why can't you just have an 8-to-5 job? I'm like, damn it, Dad, you taught me different. You're the one that made me this way, you know?
Yeah.
And now he's so disappointed in me. He kicked me out of the home. He took his truck back from me. And it's sad. I mean, that's, when you say that, the only reason why I came back in town today, Robert, was because, well, there's two reasons, but the main reason was my mom and dad's 71st birthday is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And even though they're not speaking to me, I decided to come home because I have to honor my father and mother. And I came home to go surprise them, which hopefully they'll be surprised. But my mom and dad are both 71 years old. They were born on the exact same day, same hour, same everything.
Wow.
It's one of those, like, wow.
Chris, anyway. I didn't mean to hit you on an emotional topic, but it is, I think people need to learn the backstory of folks, and if they've observed what you've been through, and they don't understand, it's like, well, why would you do that? Now, again, there's something in you, I think, even beyond what moms and dads will instill in you. You're coming in as a unique soul, a creation of God, a spark of God, that's here to do something. You have a mission. You have a purpose. Now, a lot of it surrounded, when we first met many, many years ago, the athletic realm. You know, whether it be, was it bodybuilding at professional sports? I mean, something instilled in you a drive for excellence in that regard.
Well, the whole thing started, Robert, you know, yes, the beliefs my mom and dad put into me, but everything changed when my ex-wife gave birth to our twins. And if you remember, they have that rare disease called phenylketonuria. Well,
yep.
Well, they'll never eat in the rest of their life. No milk, no chicken, no cheese, no fish, no birthday cake. Nothing has protein when my children ever eat. And because of the rare disease, I sought out to find a cure for them. And in the process, Robert, God showed me so many things. I mean, it was just like, stop. I mean, he just kept revealing things backwards, forwards, and sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the things about the athletic arena, that came on later on in life. Mm-hmm. But the first thing that he revealed to me was the first thing they want to do to our children when they're born is what? They want to vaccinate them, Robert. Mm-hmm. And when we went in to the pediatrician, they told me that my children were going to be one of the first ones in 98 to take the new schedule, which was 72 vaccines. Okay, 72 vaccines. And my background is in exercise physiology and kinesiology, and I love to research. I love to read white papers, and I love to read those things, even though it's very hard for me with my learning disability to read them. I do, because that gives me pleasure. And went in to see the medical doctor, and he's like, you know, your kids have these PKU, but they're going to have to take these vaccines. And I'm like, well, doc, my doctors at Sparks Clinic have said that I need to research anything and everything that goes in the body. You know, could you show me a study that this new schedule safe, Robert? Mm-hmm. He said, oh, yeah, there's all kinds of studies. They're all over the place. I said, well, can you get them for me? He's like, well, I can't get them for you today, but give me a week or so, and I'll put them together for you. So he left. We left. We came back a week later, and he said, Mr. Key, I can't find any studies. And
wow.
I'm like, what? You can't find any. I said, you can't find any studies. But he said, Christopher, don't worry about it, brother. He said, look, if they were not safe, there's no way they'd have made it to market. There's no way the CDC or the FDA would allow these to go to market.
This guy was naive, clearly, about that. It sounds like he meant well, because he actually, I'll give him props, tried to find something and came and reported, said there's none. Now, that should have been an alarm bell for him to go, well, that's weird. Instead, he's like, well, they wouldn't have come to market without it, which, of course, was his first mistake among many. But you have twins to protect. You don't have the luxury of going, well, I guess it's okay anyway, right? There was something in you that said, I got to protect my kids.
Well, yeah, that goes back to my father. You know, he always, you know, don't go along to get along. If everybody's jumping off the bridge, are you going to jump off the bridge?
No.
That was one of those things. I was like, doc, just because everybody else is doing it, I can't do that. You got to show me sound evidence.
Right.
And when he couldn't, I was like, there ain't no way in hell you're going to give these shots to my children. And the sad thing, Robert, I wanted back in 98, I wanted one study to show that all those vaccines were safe. And what I didn't realize, Robert, that we just found out in 2018 when Robert Kennedy Jr., sued the HHS to release the safety studies to prove that they've been doing the safety studies that they're supposed to have been doing since 1986 when the Vaccine Injury Act was put into place.
Correct.
And you know that when he sued them, we come to find out that not one safety study has ever been done on any of those vaccines in the last 34 years.
Right.
I mean, not one, Robert. I mean, to know that now, it's just like, what is going on here? They keep telling us they're safe and effective. They're safe and effective. They're safe and effective.
Right. So Christopher, your outrage is genuine, and it's rooted in real absence of data, if you will. And rather than the doctors being outraged with you, then they look at you and you're annoying me. Leave my practice. You know, they'll often fire parents who ask these questions and persist on that. And now we're finding out pediatricians like Dr. Paul Thomas and other PhD researchers are doing retrospective studies, in fact, gathering data from parents from clinical practices within the pediatric community and finding out the only healthy children, as I've observed in my career as a homeopathic doctor, are the ones that are least vaccinated or not vaccinated at all, like my children, who have never, and will never get those shots.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for doing that for your children. It's like my two children. You won't find, except for maybe your children, two more healthier children in the world. My kids are 24 years of age now. They never see a medical doctor. They have to go to the Sparks Clinic doctor one time a year. And every time we go there, Robert, the nurse gets so pissed off at us because she's like, well, who's your pediatrician? I'm like, we don't have a pediatrician. She's like, did Dr. Rutledge know that? I was like, yeah. She's like, you have to have a pediatrician. I'm like, no, we don't. My kids never get sick. I don't need you guys.
Exactly.
I don't need you guys.
Well, and you know, some people might say, well, Christopher Key, you're tilting at windmills. Why are you battling this thing? You can't win this thing. There's too much power. There's too much money in all the shots, the surgeries, the drugs, the vaccines, everything. And yet, again, relentless. You don't step down and go, well, yeah, no, I guess I can't. No, you continued. You persist and you go right into the face of what some would perceive as real danger to stand up for what's right. Again, I respect that. And I know not everybody is wired that way and they can't understand how and why you would do that. But I'm getting the motivation from you is your kids, which is what we should be motivated by.
Robert, I mean, that's my thing is, number one, I started this because God put it in my heart. Number two, because of my children. But number three, Robert, is there's no way my children are ever going to be able to look at me and say, Daddy, why didn't you do something? Mm-hmm. You know, Granddaddy, why didn't you stand up for this? And I want to be able to see my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, Robert. And if we don't stand up together right now, we're not going to see that. I mean, we're in the midst of the sixth extinction right now. Nobody's talking about it. Well, there's a few of us that are talking about it.
Well, you're talking Bruce Lipton now. He's talking about that as well, cellular biologist. And, you know, what you're pointing out is something I've said. I ask my listeners and viewers who are parents or grandparents, and I say, do you want to have your kids, after you're gone from this world, look at you or your grave or whatever and say, I wish you had done something, had spoken up or something, as opposed to letting things go by the wayside and then harm the next generations, making it more difficult for them all along the way. So I believe your motivation is pure. We're going to talk more with Christopher Key this hour. It's a fascinating human story that we're all connected to in reality, but we'll learn more about what Christopher's been up to and the challenges he faces that we all face after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, what kind of things do y'all do in your everyday life to stand up against the forces of tyranny, the forces of medical tyranny, the forces that would want to enslave you to a pharmaceutical construct? I've argued that this is no longer science. At best, it's scientism. In fact, it's probably, one day we'll look back and we'll say, man, it was a cult. Modern medicine became a cult. And this idea that we have to sacrifice our children on the church or the altar of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, I don't play that game, and Christopher Key doesn't either. And yet, as he stands up for his children and for other people's kids by saying, no, you shall not mask them. No, you can't mandate an experimental jab. Of course, there are consequences to actions. And you know that, Chris, but yet you're charging forward ahead straight into the so-called danger zone. As you said when you joined us today, that you've lost your job, you've lost your home. There's been things that people are going to go, well, I don't want to do that. But then again, you still have your life, you still have your integrity, and you can sleep well at night, and your kids will look at you and say, man, my dad fought and would not stop fighting for us.
Well, that's what I have to do, Robert. That's what I've been called to do, and I hope people will be motivated by this. And when you put God first and do everything at faith, everything falls into place. I mean, right now, Robert, in my checking account, there's 61 cents. But I don't care because I know God's going to continue to provide and continue to take care of me because I put him first and I take everything at faith and he continues to bless me. The thing you're talking about, my kids, the thing that got me in so much trouble, Robert, was I had a parent that, and I don't want to say it wasn't because of this guy, but, because he was upset because everything that happened, but a parent contacted me because he had seen the things that I'd done and whatnot. And he had a meeting at the Jefferson County Board of Education, and he wanted to know if I could come and speak about the mask because he knew I was very knowledgeable about the mask and whatnot. So I called my attorney and got some paperwork put together, and we went to the Jefferson County Board of Education, and I presented that paperwork, and they ended up calling the police and this and that, and ended up kicking me out, treating me like a dog and whatnot. But then because of the presentation and the paperwork, they announced 2 weeks later that the mask mandate was lifted for the children of Jefferson County. But the important thing, Robert, was it wasn't just the mask, okay? Because I know these guys' game plan, and I know how to covertly move against it because I've studied this so long like you have. I knew they were using the mask mandate to be put in place so that only way the people would take the mask off next year when school started was if they got vaccinated. So when we put this paperwork together, I made sure they addressed and said that the law in Alabama clearly states that you can have a religious exemption and or a medical exemption. So if they told the people of Alabama next school year that they had to take this COVID vaccine, then they were committing fraud, okay? I went after them individually, okay? Individually, and we wasn't suing the Jefferson County Board of Education or the Jefferson County school system. We went after the superintendent, the vice president, the treasurer, the secretary, okay? You have to understand, they use fear and intimidation to motivate us and to get us to do their evil biddings. For science, every action has to be an equal opposite reaction. So if they can use fear and intimidation to motivate us, guess what? You can turn it against them and use fear and intimidation against them, and it worked. And I proved it in the Jefferson County Board of Education because the children of Jefferson County, Alabama now do not have to wear masks, but most importantly, Robert, they do not have to take that evil, evil COVID-19. I can't even call it a vaccine. What do you call that thing? Because it's not a vaccine.
It's just an experimental gene therapy, honestly. And what you've described is what we call personal capacity suits. You don't sue them in their official capacity because then they have all the power of the government money that comes from the taxpayer, unlimited funds to defend themselves. Whereas you target them on an individual basis, then suddenly they're on the hook, their house, their car, their whatever. And, I'm not a guy that likes litigation. I don't think anybody really does unless you're a lawyer. But the reality is if they're attacking you in a certain way and you don't want to be violent to people, we're not arguing for that in any way, shape or form. We're not going to stoop to their level because the vaccine or the shots are violent acts of aggression, if you will. But we want to fight back in a way that puts them on notice that they are liable for their actions personally. And that's what I think you've done in this regard, which is a brilliant strategy, but not many people know about it. Christopher, we're almost up on a break again. This is a shorter segment. We've got a nice long segment coming up. It's a fascinating journey, and it's a maddening journey, too, when you stand up for what's right and lose everything. But he didn't lose the love of his children and love of God and everybody. When you stand up and do the right thing, you can sleep well at night and know that those that come after you will look at you and go, thank you for all that you've done. Christopher Key, my guest this hour. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Firefighters struggled to contain an exploding Northern California wildfire under blazing temperatures as another heat wave blanketed the west of the U.S., prompting an excessive heat warning for inland and desert areas.
Feels like I'm walking into an oven when I walk outside.
Death Valley in southeastern California's Mojave Desert reached 128 on Saturday, according to the National Weather Service's reading at Furnace Creek. The UK government is confident that plans to lift a range of COVID-19 restrictions will go ahead on July 19th in England, but mask wearing in indoor enclosed places will be expected, Vaccine Minister Nadeem Zahawi said on Sunday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson detailed proposals earlier this week to eliminate a series of rules on mask wearing, social contact, and the instruction to work from home. This is USA Radio News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she will lead an effort by top U.S. regulators to assess the potential risk that climate change poses to America's financial system, part of a wide-ranging initiative launched by the Biden administration. Yellen says the regulatory review, which will be done by the Financial Stability Oversight Council, will examine whether banks and other lending institutions are properly assessing the risks to financial stability. The road to the 2024 GOP presidential nomination winds through Texas on Sunday as former President Trump and two other potential Republican White House contenders take the stage on the final day of the Conservative Political Action Committee conference in Dallas.
What was Donald Trump right about?
Also grabbing the spotlight, the results of the CPAC Republican presidential nomination straw poll, which the former president is expected to dominate. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, but yeah, controversy, we don't shy away from it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. My friend Christopher Keys is on, and Christopher Key, and we actually have links in the show notes today to interviews that were conducted by syndicated talk show host Stu Peters, Stu Peters Show. And, you know, you guys talked about some of this. It even went on to the Alex Jones Show. I want to hear a little bit more about the losing of the job as well and the fundraiser efforts that you've set up and what happened to that. And again, those of you who are interested in going further, those links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com will get you some more of the backstory if you want to support
well, Chris, in his efforts there to stand up against tyranny. But the man, it's a difficult task to do what you've taken on. That's an understatement. But it's even difficult because you know how hard it is to communicate this in a way that people will receive it and not be, let's say, programmed to react to it, as opposed to just let the information percolate and sense and pray on it, right? Because I know you're a man of God and you're getting that guidance. Not everybody gets the same guidance. The point is it's guidance that you're getting and you're acting on it. And yet, again, the harm that appears to be coming to you in terms of loss of economic viability is something I wouldn't wish on anybody that's doing good work like you're doing. But yet, you know, you're standing up despite it all.
Well, Robert, if you go back and realize what happened to me, God was preparing me that this is nothing. I mean, this is the easy part, Robert. I mean, you remember, to start with, me and my partner's company was banned by the NFL. We were banned by the PGA and by Major League Baseball, Alabama, Auburn, LSU. They came in and seized all our assets, fined us hundreds of millions of dollars. And if we agreed to no longer practice in our field, they reduced it from hundreds of millions of dollars to less than $52,000. But they kept over $1 million worth of product, $250,000 in our checking account, the automobiles, the Winnebagos, our lab equipment, our gym equipment. You know, this right here is a walk in the park, Robert. I mean, what they've done to me now, I mean, this is nothing compared to what they've done then. Mm-hmm. And what's about to come, everything I've put together, they're going to try to take it. But I've got a very good legal team now. Lewis Ewing's not part of that with this. Lewis is the guy that wrote my paperwork, and we won't even go into that because that's a whole mess right now that's going on. But I have a very good legal team right now that is putting everything together to make sure we're bulletproof, that they will not be able to go in and take the millions of dollars that will be raised. And the millions of dollars that will be raised, Robert, is not for Christopher Key. What Christopher Key's going to do, and God knows he'll do it, he's going to take this money and he's going to give it back out to the people. Those people are doing God's will. Those people that are doing what we want them to do as far as putting God first, protecting the people around the world. Because this isn't a United States thing anymore, Robert. This is people
It's a global agenda. We know this. This is something that is so nefarious and so Luciferian. The attacks on our individual liberty, the attacks on our medical sovereignty, our health sovereignty, our bodily integrity, and it is just a mess. Yet at the same time, I have what I'd consider high hope for the future based on, I guess, the suffering that's right now being experienced. And even those that haven't taken it on as head on as you, Chris, are feeling the effects of, you know, a year and a half of shutdowns, lockdowns, telling us we must be separate from each other. We can't worship together. We can't sing and uplift and praise and hug. These things are not of God. And I'm saying this humbly, honestly. I was like, I don't think God would ever ask us to separate out and be afraid of one another as if our children breathing without a mask could kill grandma. I mean, that's a Luciferian agenda. I think that should be clear to everyone.
It should be. And going into the children, that's the third point of what we're trying to do, or not trying to do, is what we are going to do, is stand up for the children around the world, Robert, because what they're doing to our children with these vaccines is nothing but Luciferian. It's nothing but satanic. It's nothing but sacrificing our children. And it's got to stop. And what I put together right now, which we'll be launching next week, is a little organization called the Vaccine Police, okay? You never seen the satire I did 2 years ago, Robert, where I knew their agenda. I read the agenda. I knew what was coming. So I put out there to kind of play with them. I put together the Vaccine Police, and I put out a satire that I was coming after 11 people. You were one of them. Ty and them was number two. Who was it? Zach Bush was one of them. I've got a list of 11 of them, and these were the 11 most important people that were doing good things as far as vaccines. And the 11th one on the list was me, Christopher Key. And I was the vaccine police, and we were going to shut down all those evil people, you know, and we were going to make everybody take the vaccine, because that's what they wanted to do, Robert. That's what they were wanting to do. But then now, because every action, there has to be an equal opposite reaction, now I'm putting the real vaccine police, which is me, we the people, which has God on their side. But more importantly, it's all you guys, because we, the people, are going to police them now, Robert. We're going to police the vaccine companies that are not standing up for our children anymore. We're going to police the government agencies around the world that do not protect our children. I mean, right now, our children, there's no liability for the vaccine companies. They have free reign over our children, and this has got to stop. And we, the people, have to stand up, and that's what the vaccine police is going to do. We're going to police them. We're going to hold them accountable. There's no organization, the CDC, the FDA, the AMA, the CIA, the FBI, none of them will hold them accountable. But we, the people, can't. What are your thoughts on that, Robert?
Yeah. Christopher, here's another thing in terms of our maturation process. You know, I liken these people that are doing this to an immature child, right, who thinks that they can do anything, get away with anything, there's no discipline, they can take your stuff, break your stuff, and nothing should happen to them. So they believe that they are without liability, like our, what, pharmaceutical manufacturers from around the world granted special privileges of having no liability should their products injure or kill. That is a recipe for absolute disaster throughout history. People, human beings that can largely be good and kind and loving to one another, the moment they're removed from the belief that they have consequences to their actions, end up doing horrible, satanic, and evil things. And this is the hardest part of many hard parts, Christopher, is watching our friends and family and loved one fall prey and victim to the fear. Yet at the same time, the same God that gives us life gave us and granted us freedom, free will, agency, to really make horrible decisions, to screw up and hopefully learn from those mistakes before we die. Some people don't learn before they die. And so we also have to acknowledge that they are free to screw up. And I say this, not that I want people to take these shots, but I'm like, look, if you are hell-bent on doing it, I'm not going to violently stand in your way, because that would deny you the freedom that God gave me to screw up. And I've learned the best from my screw-ups in my lifetime. But Glenn, this is a hard thing, because this takes a lot of maturity, spiritual maturity, to recognize even the evil that exists alongside the good is there because people desire it. Not that we're going to embrace it and uplift it and support it, but we're going to do our level best to wake people up to see through it so they make better decisions. But I can't and you can't make better decisions for them.
Very well said, Robert. And that's what, you know, drives me crazy. And I get in trouble all the time because I have such a hard time when I see all these people with masks. You know, I go to a grocery store, go somewhere, and they all mask up, and it just...
I feel it. I feel you, brother. I do. I'm like, I'm human, and I try to do better. I always talk to God as I try to be better, but darn it, I'm having a very judgy moment right now as I look at these people operating in fear like rats in a maze, like they're guinea pigs to everything, and I just want to shake them out of it. And I say, and I realize that that would violate their freedom, but sometimes we just got to give them love from a distance and do our level best. At the same time, again, I acknowledge my frailties and faults and humanity and say, wake up, people. You're being a bunch of sheep. I can't save you if you're going to go over the cliff with everybody else.
See, and the problem that we have, Robert, is these people are so easily programmed, and it all starts with TV programming. It's called TV programming because that's what it does. It programs them, Robert. And we call it tele-lie vision. Why is it tele-lie vision? Because it tells lies, lies, and more lies. And that's where I have to take a step back and just realize that these people are being deceived and that they got their head in the sand. And the paradigm that you and I broke out of many, many years ago, these people can't handle. It goes back to young men or what that show. They can't handle the truth. I mean, they can't.
Yeah.
I mean, this truth is so far out there that they don't know what the heck's going on. And to say, you know, you read all the studies about masks 10, 15 years ago. I mean, masks are the worst thing you could ever do for the human body. And then they just pull that data and say, mask, you need to put them on. And everybody believes it. I mean, what's going on there, Robert?
Well, it's a low survival scale. These are people that really are trusting and placing their faith not in God and spirit, but in man, in medical man, in arrogant men and women of the medical variety, which, again, is not science. The more you learn about all the mask mandates, this experimental injections, you learn how unscientific it is, as you find, as you pointed out. They haven't even done safety tests to follow up this stuff. And I'm talking before the COVID shots. Now that the COVID shots are out, the VAERS database, which is designed to identify patterns emerging so that they can take effective action to change things, they are ignoring it. They're pretending it doesn't matter. And yet, in the 5 months or so since these shots have been out on the market via emergency use authorization, more deaths reported than the previous 20 years of that program to all other vaccinations combined.
Yeah, and Robert, that's what drives me crazy. You know as well as I do, when HHS did the study to show how many people actually reported to VAERS, they said less than 1%.
1%, yeah. So if you're talking 5,000 plus acknowledged dead after the shot, again, I'm not saying it's causal because I don't have the evidence to show it. I have a high suspicion, as do you, Chris. But if we say it's 1%, is that 500,000? Is that 50,000? Where does it range in there? And we are now to the point, Christopher, where there's almost nobody that doesn't know somebody. In other words, everybody knows somebody who has been injured or even killed by these experimental jabs at this point. They cannot hide it any longer.
And that's why I don't understand what is their agenda here? What's going on? I mean, you know, mRNA vaccines, that they discovered these, I think, in 63. And when they did the first studies on the ferrets, you know, they got the best antibiotic response they've ever got in the history of the world of vaccines. And like, this is going to change everything in the world as far as vaccines. But you know as well as I do, when they expose those ferrets to the live virus in nature, what happened to them in 1 to 5 years, Robert? What happened? Do you remember?
Well, the what they call antibody-dependent enhancement, pathogenic priming, they set the stage for death by cytokine storm. And that's the concern I have moving forward for those that have gotten the experimental jab. And I hope that they don't find out before it's too late, before they can manage it without killing themselves with drugs that destroy their immune system and liver. That's a big part of what I'm moving on with forward here, to teach others, talking with other doctors, allopathic doctors, holistic, homeopathic, naturopathic. We're all, you know, knocking our heads together to figure this thing out before it's too late.
That's one of my, you know, all the other stuff I've got going on. You know, I still have a deep compassion for all these people that have been foolish enough to take it. And I've talked to my medical doctor friends, some of the same friends you have, and they're basically telling me, you know, 1 to 5 years. And right now, there's no antidote. But one of the big things, I did talk to Judy Mikovic, and Judy said...
Hold that thought, because we're on a break. We're going to come back and wrap it up with Christopher Key here. We'll find out what Judy Mikovic told him as well after this. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-985. 844-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Their courage to stand up for what's right is worthy of your support, and it's all there. You can also listen and watch the Robert Scott Bell Show 2 hours a day, 5 additional days of the week, Monday through Friday. robertscottbell.com/listen. You were about to tell us about what Judy Mikovits was telling you in regards to what we've been discussing.
Yes. What Judy's telling me and told a bunch of us is that the antidote, she believes, you know, I haven't looked into it completely, but she believes a pharmaceutical drug called Sermon. It's spelled S-E-R-M-O-N, like the sermon a preacher does. And but I think the product, they've actually taken off the market now, and you can get it from Pine Needle Tea. There you go. I can't say it. So that's what one of the antidotes may be. So I don't know. I haven't done that myself, but right. We're talking to other medical doctors about it. But go ahead.
But we're also talking to many doctors of the homeopathy as well. We've got the homeopathic versions of the jabs. We're looking for the spike protein to convert as well. Also, the copper hydrosol from my friends at Natural Immunogenics coming out in September may be the difference between life and death, in my humble opinion, to calm a cytokine Category 6 hurricane in the body. And so these are things we're all looking to do because we want to help folks. We're not condemning them as others condemn us because of our belief in health, freedom, and healing liberty here. Real quick, you told me a number of websites that are available to do further research. One of them is keystolife.info, keystolife.info. What will they find there?
Keystolife.info, they can find the letter that I wrote to the president, vice president, House of Representatives, senators, about putting them on notice, and I need everybody's help to send that letter out to the medical doctors around the world. Vaccinepolice.com, that will be up and operational next week, if not sooner. And the main thing right now, guys, you need to know, I'm not a guy that asks for money at all. Somebody put together a GoFundMe page for me. In 3 days, it raised $47,000. We got a donation of $40,000. And before I could touch down in Tampa, Florida to speak this past weekend, the government seized that fund. And right now, we're trying to put together other things because Christopher Key doesn't want money, doesn't need money. Christopher Key is taking the money that comes in, and he's going to give it back out to God's people. going to give it out to those people that are doing God's will.
Well, and also, you need support for the legal issues that you're dealing with.
I've got to work that out. I'm not worried about that. We'll get that taken care of. I've gotten to where I've studied law enough that if I have to represent myself pro se, I will, Robert. I'm not scared of them. I'm not scared of a man. If I have to do that, I will do it myself. So,
by the way, that keystolife.info is keys and the number two, life.info. Keys to life.info, the number two there, and that'll get you there. Links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And if the vaccinepolice.com thing is not opening for you, make sure you get that up and running soon.
Yeah, that'll be up and going. And what we're looking for with Vaccine Police, Robert, is we're looking for people that want to get involved with an organization that, number one, puts God first. Number two is about protecting the people around the world. And number three, and most importantly, Robert, it's about the children and protecting the children around the world. And we, the people, are going to start policing the government agencies that are not doing our will, that are not taking care of these children, they're not taking care of the people, and we're going to hold them accountable, Robert. The time has come. Revelation 20 says that Jesus is coming down. He's got the key. He's got the chains, and he's throwing Satan back in hell for another 1,000 years or 4,000 years, and Bill Gates and Fauci and Clinton, Bush, maybe even Trump. Hell, I don't know if he's part of them too, but it's a process that's happened. The time's come that he's cast them all back to hell for 1,000 years, and you guys better get right with God. Get out there and help what we're doing, because we will not stand down anymore, Robert. I will not stand down. I fear no man, and I will not stand down. I need people helping me do this process, Robert.
Look, they can do things to you or to me, but when they start taking the children and doing things to them, that's a non-starter, right? That's the point of where you stand up as a mom, a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, and say, that shall not pass. Folks, always ask you to pray on these things. Get right with God. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, Divine Spirit, however you perceive it. Listen and learn the language so that you will be guided. Not everybody's going to do what Christopher Key does. Not everybody does what Robert Scott Bell does. But you're here to do what you do. You have special talents and gifts. You have a mission. You have a passion. Link to it. Connect to it. And you will always be protected by things that are much more powerful than the perceived power that they have in government, media, and medicine. God's power dwarfs all of those things. But again, working in line with spirit, not going out in anger, but going out in spirit. And you will be guided to do that which is right and uplifting.
Can I say one last thing, Robert?
Real quick. We're almost out of time.
So real quick, guys, don't believe anything I tell you. Take everything I say with a grain of salt and do what the Lord commands you to do, and that is test and prove all things and keep that which is good. And if you do that, you'll find the truth, guys, and the truth shall make you free, baby.
Amen, brother. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.